When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Manny, who's here?
I'm here. Yes, I am.
Silence my phone. So, guys, we are not a weekly show, which I think you guys know, which is why we are incapable of dealing with things that are happening in the world when they actually happen. Janice has a full-time job. She just can't be available to me. So if you want someone to blame...
It's Janice. It's Janice's fault. You are way too busy. Don't you pick this on me.
It's Janice's fault. I get an email over the weekend from Janice Erlich a few days ago.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you want to do about all this going on in the world? And I was like, you know, it's not our show. And I know you guys are out there screaming, it's not your show. Shut up.
No.
And the thing of it is, like, we're not a news show. We're not. You know, we're here to, like, give you information and inspiration and you know, beat your butt and entertain you and make you laugh and hopefully have a few insights and kind of just share with you guys and in a way that we hope you'll find fun and relatable, and you'll be able to do some takeaway with it and maybe make some improvements in your life, be there with your diet or your professional life, your romantic life, and so on. But there are just things happening in the world that, you know, silence would make us seem complicit, in my opinion.
Jill, you know what? I know exactly what you're saying. And we went back and forth in emails and you're right. Sometimes it's like you need respite. However, I think people, I don't know. I think, you know, your listeners and out there, I think it's important to hear from you on how you're feeling. I mean, we're all just feeling, can't figure out what we're feeling. I think the biggest thing, it's a very confusing time.
There are a few things that I want to address. I will say this. I think that I was very hesitant to address, obviously, in case you haven't figured it out yet, we're talking about the most recent shootings of Alton Sterling and Phil Castillo. And I was so afraid to say something because I was like, I'm not black. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to infringe. I don't want to, you know, you get like, I know for me, I was like, I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yep.
You know, I didn't want to say it wrong or get it wrong. And there are so many hurt feelings and there's so much rage and it's understandable. What I do want to say though, because I did post something because I do feel strongly and I do want to show my support. But I found myself wanting to just go up to everybody I saw that had black skin and just say, what can I do? What can I do? Like, is there something I should say? Is there, you know, like, is petitions I can sign? Like, rally? Like, what can we do to show solidarity? And I did post something, and this is where I want to really, I want to give some options of what you can do if you're moved. And then for those of you who are saying, well, all lives matter, all lives matter, we agree. Of course they do. And Trevor Noah had, did you see this talk? I put it on my Facebook that Trevor Noah did from The Daily Show.
I have seen clips of it.
It's so good. Yeah. And he's like, these things are not mutually exclusive. We can be pro-cop and pro-black at the same time.
Yes. Doesn't mean you have to be anti-white.
Right. I don't understand. And I put something up on my Twitter and it was like, black people are literally saying, please stop killing us. And there are people saying, but. And then I was stunned, truly stunned, and quite honestly disgusted at how many people with white skin were like, oh, please, black people kill black people. What about that? And what about the cops? And I was just like, oh, my God, like, what about the cops? But here's the thing. This animal that killed the police in Dallas, he's dead. He's dead. And nobody is saying everyone's horrified. We're all horrified. It was a tragedy, and the man is dead. It's not a question. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. There's an automatic showing that cops' lives matter. Everyone cares. Everyone's upset. It was wrong, and the man is dead. And so I think also when you are a cop, you know what you're signing up for. You're fighting bad guys, and we're all grateful to you for it. You're fighting the bad guys. But when you're killed by accident and there's no justice, and I will just simply say, you know, oh, well, don't resist arrest. Oh, well, you know, don't, you know, when the cops say, show your hands, show your hands. Like, are you guys, for those people who are saying that, are you watching any of this? Mm-hmm. Like, have you, Freddie Gray died in the car. He was handcuffed. His back broke. Hello?
The people saying that are the ones with the privilege, usually.
Right. Well, of course, they all have pristine white skin, and which I'm just like, oh, my God, how can you? But at the same time, like, Phil Castillo, this man has no record, none. He was an upstanding member of society. He had a license to carry a gun. He had a taillight, apparently, that was out, which I have heard reports, by the way, that the taillight wasn't even out. And he tells the officer, I have a gun in the car. I am licensed to carry. Get your license and registration. He gets it. He goes to get it. They gun him down. There's a four-year-old. Have you seen the video? It is the most disturbing. The four-year-old going, it's okay, mommy. It's okay, mommy. Heidi was like, turn it off. I can't. I'm like, no, you have to know. You have to know. And I just, how can you not look at that and go, wow. And I'll tell you, like, come on, the Stanford rapist. What's he doing, 3 to 6 months in jail?
I know.
He's a rapist. He's a rapist. Phil Castillo is dead for a taillight and a misunderstanding. Eric Garner is dead. He was unarmed. Unarmed. He's resisting arrest. What are you doing? He's dead. Since when is that the crime? Alton Sterling, he had a firearm. Okay, but since when is death the crime? He wasn't trying to shoot the cops. His hands were down. You can see both of his hands.
Yeah, they're both pinned.
They're both pinned. Gun, bang, 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 dead.
Yeah.
What I would like for people to understand also is when you turn around and you say, yeah, well, all lives matter, no one's debating that. But these black lives are not seeing justice, and they are not being treated in the way, quite honestly, people with white skin are. Go ahead, Jake.
I read an explanation. There's this thing on Reddit that explains as if I was five,
right,
where they explain things as if you were a five-year-old. And it was the all lives matter versus the black lives matter, and the reason that the hashtag all lives matter isn't proper right now. And the explanation was something along the lines of, imagine you're at dinner. It's you, your brother, your mother, and your father. Everyone gets their food, and you don't. And you say, hey, where's my food? I deserve some food.
Right.
And your dad looks at you and goes, well, everyone deserves some food. And he dismisses right.
That's
what
exactly,
you're saying.
That's exactly the thing. We all agree that police lives matter. The man who shot them is dead. No one's debating whether or not he got justice. That's the point. And I'm, you know, you cannot know until you, and I'm going to admit something that I am deeply ashamed of. But before Lou, before I had my daughter, who we all know has skin, you know, espresso colored skin. Before Lou, I was that person that was like, well, you know, come on, it was 2010. We got a black president, you know, I mean, the world is changing. Yeah, black people can be anything, do anything. I didn't see it. You don't see it if you're not black. You don't feel it. You don't know. You don't know. And I didn't know. And I'm me. I mean, and when I say I'm me, I mean like I grew up in a very, you know, mixed social circle in a very mixed city. And I had no idea how prevalent prejudice was. I had no idea. Then I have a black daughter, and boy, oh boy, oh my God, there are no words. I am consistently stunned and shocked and horrified on a daily basis at the prejudice my young black female child experiences.
Yeah.
I'm horrified, and you just can't know until you've walked a mile in that person's shoes, so don't presume that you understand. You don't know what they're going through. And it just, and I understand also, like I my business partner was a sheriff for many, many, many years up until just a few years ago. And he was like, Jill, you can't know what the cops are going through until you do a ride along. Do a ride along. He's like, it's terrifying. It's always high tension, you know, and I get that too. And I also appreciate that, you know, the acts of few don't represent the many. But what the movement is saying is like, there is no justice. Trayvon Martin was not killed by a cop. No justice there. A teenager with Skittles and a soda is dead. For what? No justice. None. None. So, you know, right now, black people need to, I think black people need to know that others are aware and others care and others are doing something. And there's a site called joincampaignzero.org, and you can go and they'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you like what politics you need to know about in the coming elections. They'll tell you what petitions to sign. Everything. They'll tell you, you know, where people are protesting. Literally, like if you look at it, it's like, it tells you, all the different things: community representation, limiting the use of force, like all the things, body cams on the police, like all the things that you need to know. Demand action from your representatives. Find your representatives. See where they stand. Demand action. Everything that you need to know to do something and to get involved. And that's what I would simply say. And there's one thing I wanted to read, and I was watching the protests in Baton Rouge on Periscope, and you can see the pain that black people feel from being treated the way that society has treated them for such a long time is just horrendous. It's horrendous. And I know we all have pain. I get it. I understand. And you know what? I'm horrified at the way Muslims are being treated. I'm horrified at the way Latinos are being treated. I'm horrified at the way transgender people are being treated. But you don't, it's not one or the other. What do you think, Manis?
Well, I was really, I got scared to talk about it too, because you're right. You know, you want to have the conversations and you walk out. And what I've learned is don't judge me for wanting to ask the questions. It takes more courage to ask the question.
Yeah.
Right? So if I want to go out on the skinny branch and ask a question, be it naive, be it whatever it is, I want to ask the questions and I want to try and understand. And I was really affected by a tweet. Someone wrote on a tweet about our show when we were talking about Orlando.
Yeah.
and someone wrote, well, you know, Janice just doesn't get it. Don't get everything. It doesn't affect her. She doesn't get it because until it became personal. And yeah, you know what? You know what? Maybe I didn't understand hate as much until it got personal. So don't judge, you know, you can't judge a person if they're just trying to understand. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of people right now. We're in this weird shift of like, wow. And at least people are asking the questions and trying to understand it. To me, that's the best movement of all. The fact that, you know, it got personal for you more so because of Lou. All of a sudden.
I had no idea until I had a black child, let alone a thing. And you want to hear something horrifying? I said to Heidi the other day, I'm like, what would you do right now if we had gotten a black boy? I mean, there are no words how terrified I would be. Terrified. Terrified.
And that's just it. I think...
Terrified of what would happen.
Until it's in your... until it moves into your world. And you know what? If that happens at 40, at 50, at 60, at 70, at 80, whatever age, at least you're opening your eyes. I don't know.
You guys, my friend's son... A 4th of July party, right? My friend comes over and he has an 18-year-old. He had a kid when he was young, right? Has an 18-year-old who lives with his mom. This kid just got into a college and, you know what, I'm not going to give too many details. Keep it private as possible. But anyway, 18-year-old kid smokes weed, is driving across the country to school, is a hunter, has guns in the car. I don't know if he had a license, by the way, to have these guns. I have no idea. He's stoned, and he has like an ounce of pot on him. White? Oh, my God. As white as they come, this kid. Guess what happened to him?
Hey, don't do that.
$300 bail. $300 bail. He's under the influence with drugs and guns. $300 bail.
That's crazy.
Out in a few hours. This is what black people are saying. This is what they're saying.
My buddy just told me a very similar story. He's on a road trip up north with his four white buddies. They pull over to pee, so they're peeing in public on the side of the highway. They put their beers that they're drinking in the car on top
Jesus
of the car.
Christ.
Yeah. Cop comes up and goes, when you gotta go, you gotta go, but just try and pull over a little further. Have a good day. Be safe.
Right.
Everyone has an open container. There are five open containers and five people in the car. Not a single thing.
Nope. My friend Brock, who is another very close friend of mine's big brother, brother, right? He's actually her younger brother. Anyway, he's enormous. This big, giant, white guy. The nicest guy you could ever meet. They live in New York. They actually live in Harlem. And he's walking a girl home from a bar. He just walked her home to make sure she got home safe. And he had some sort of knife, not any kind of crazy knife, like a, I think even a pocket knife on him. He's an Eagle Scout. And he's one of those guys. He's like a MacGyver kind of guy, right? So he would have... I have one of those knives, by the way. I always carry, like, you know, with the screwdriver, the this, the that, the whatever. I always have one. I got one for Heidi. And the cops stopped him and put him through hell, put him in jail. And we were all outraged. Outraged. And it was like a fine and a this and a that. Freddie Gray is dead. Dead. Had a knife. Didn't attack anyone with a knife.
But that's what I mean. What you both are saying is, though, is you are so hyper-aware of the
injustice.
The injustice of it. So we're changing from sympathy to empathy, and that's not great...
everyone is.
But many...
And that's
I agree,
what's disturbing.
But many are. Many are. Like, you know what, Jake, you're saying? That is just... Like, you could have, as a privileged white man, you could have said, hey, well, you know what? Whatever. But you're noticing that and you're going, you know what? That's what I mean.
I feel guilty for... I've done some really dumb things and I've been in contact with police and I've never once been afraid. Like my dad's birthday party, we were launching off all these fireworks. The cops come and I walk into the front yard to say, hey, because my dad was talking to them and my stepmom was talking to them too. I walk in the front yard to say, like, hey, it was me. I was wasted. I put my hands on this cop and give him like a hug and I'm like, you know, kind of roughhousing with him and he's smiling, like going, oh, ha ha.
Do you know how many times I've backtalked to the cops? Backtalked. I mean, like, open my mouth, like, you know, you can't do that and you don't have the right and blah, 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 blah. I'm not dead. If I was a black man, I'd be dead. And the thing is.
Or a black woman, you'd be arrested. There's not a chance.
Oh, my God. How about the one where they're. I mean, here's, you guys, what we're trying to say is just that this is not, it's not about being anti-cop. It's not about being, you know, saying that all lives don't matter, they do. I'm just, for those of you who are posting things like, I'm horrified at some of the things that have been posted on my page. I'm horrified. I'm so upset. And, you know, we're trying to show you that there are some significant injustices, and the fact that they're not being acknowledged is what's so devastating. I just want to read this one tweet, or no, not tweet, comment on my Instagram. And this woman goes, she's black, obviously. And, well, you'll see why it's obvious in a moment. I just don't get on what planet people think killing for minor to no offenses is okay. Like, if I get stopped for nothing, if I act calm, I die. If I get mad because I'm not doing anything wrong, I die. Like, how come people don't see that as a problem? Question mark, question mark, question mark. That's where racism comes in. I'm like, you don't care because it's not your problem. White people get to wake up every day and be Sarah, Allison, Becky. Yet I have to wake up today and say, I'm black Sarah, I'm black Allison, I'm black Becky. I like the way braids look, but I don't want my coworkers to think I'm ghetto. Allison wears braids in the front of her hair every day, but I'm black Allison and I can't do that. Michael walks into work every day and says, what's up, homie? And everyone thinks he's cool and a goofball. I can't say what's up, homie, or I'm a thug. There's a difference between Michael and black Michael, Becky and black Becky. Being black every day is walking on eggshells or automatically being labeled. I'm so sick and tired of walking on eggshells. I want to be human like Becky is, not like an animal, not like the animal black Becky. Can't I live? I just want freedom. I want to have a black son that's masculine and a protector and a provider for his future wife and not feared because of it. I want him to be able to buy a house in a nice neighborhood and take a 5 a.m. jog without someone calling the police and saying, I'm afraid of the man in a hoodie, which ends in his death. I want my daughter to grow up and know just because you type in Google Images and search the word pretty, because none of those faces look like you, you are still beautiful. To me, you're just as pretty, even if Google doesn't say so, even if you never see a face that resembles yours on the magazine covers, you are the same. We just want to live. You don't understand our culture or style, and that doesn't mean it's wrong. We shouldn't have to change to who you are to make it better for ourselves. Accept us for who we are. No one should die because their taillight is out. And then it just goes on and on and on.
Who wrote that?
It's an Instagram thing. It just says Ms. Allen. I don't know. I mean, it goes on and it's like, and I just like, you can't know what it feels like if you're not black. You don't know. You just can't know. And this is where, you know, and you can't know what it feels like to be Muslim in America, and you can't know what it feels like to be an immigrant, and you can't know what it feels like to be transgender. And this is where, you know, you've got, like, just try to open your mind. These men are, it's like, if they, even if some of them were, quote, criminals, they're minor crimes. And that's the point. We just named a bunch of white people that have committed similar crimes, and they're not dead. Yeah. Anyway, I'll just say, join CampaignZero.org if you want to learn what else to do.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Manus, it's debunking time.
No, I do like your debunking segments. Yes, I'm ready for you now.
It's just, you know something? This is becoming more and more of an issue. And I think it's important we bring it up. You know, the paleo diet is becoming increasingly dangerous. And I say this not even specifically about human health. Well, we can get into the aspects of that in a moment. It's about the environment. We're looking at food policy, and our meat eating habits by 2050 will literally use up all of our carbon allowance, just our meat eating habits alone, by 2050. So the problem is that even with, because I don't believe, and I know all the vegans get so mad about this, but I believe we are omnivores. And you can go to something like the China study that's like, oh, vegan, vegan, vegan. Or you can go to like these people who are like, oh, paleo, 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 which I'll talk about in a second. But the bottom line is we are, if you talk to almost any doctor, we're built to be omnivores. But we are also, when you look at all these religious texts, like look at this for a second. All of them talk about like meat in moderation, every single one. And when you look also at the macronutrients of protein, carbs, and healthy fats, we've gone through these different trends of demonizing one versus the other, but absolutely, the reality is they exist for a reason. And the question, when we question these macronutrients, while you go, oh, this is so bad for you, it's just so bad, it's so, so bad. What you're kind of looking at, though, is you're taking the very processed version of these macronutrients. So let's say carbs. Well, sure, yeah, a white hot dog bun is not good for you. You know, there's no nutrients in that. It's unrecognizable as food. But grains, if they're organic and you don't have an allergy to them, millet, quinoa, amaranth, oats, are not bad for you.
Yeah.
They're just not. Oh my God, they're the devil. Mediterranean diet. Beans. I mean, they're, you know, oh my God, lectin, this and that. It's the end of the world. People have been eating starch. You want the truth? The paleo diet is not real. If you were to really look at the, quote, paleolithic diet, it's starch. Meat was scarce. It wasn't easy to come by. They literally Google that and study it.
So it's historical.
But the paleo diet is like, ah, we don't have meat. Ah, that's not true.
Okay, gotcha.
No, it's not true at all. Like if you look back and you think, there have been articles written by, this one I'm reading was written by an anthropologist, and he's like, if you really want to look at what people were eating thousands and thousands of years ago, is predominantly starch. The current paleo diet is meat, fish, and organs, and blah, blah, right, blah, and vegetable. But that's not true. It's not true. As in, that isn't what Paleolithic humans were eating. That's a lie.
To be honest, I didn't even know that paleo came from Paleolithic.
Oh my God.
No, but I didn't know. I thought paleo was like a...
You guys.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a quote. This nutrition plan is based on the presumption that our ancestors lived during the Paleolithic era from 10,000 to 2.5 million years ago and were nourished primarily by animal foods, which of course is not true. It's not true. That's not what our ancient ancestors survived on. They survived on starches, and it was like wood, bark, berries, fruits, like a primate type of diet.
Yeah, there was no feedlots during the Paleolithic.
No, it was very hard. Sure. Yeah, meat was scarce. It wasn't easy to come by. And in fact, a lot of times if you go to like the Museum of Natural History, you'll read, like, you'll see these old mummies that they found, like, died of anemia.
Really?
But with that said, and this is where I kind of go to, you know, look, everything is about balance. Right? You can't, these trends, and as a culture, we've talked about this so often, we love a black and a white, a yes or a no.
Absolutely.
And that's just not the world. I want to be vegan, I want to be paleo. The answer is in the middle. Paleo, even if you were like, no, I'm healthy, which, by the way, one of our, I love this, one of the registered dietitians who worked on my pregnancy book, because we're like, look, if you're gluten-free, if you're vegan, if you're paleo, like, these are the things you need to be mindful of, you know, while you're pregnant. And she has this great little box in there, and she's like, if the cow's not paleo, you're not paleo. In other words, if the cow is eating corn and soy and genetically modified, mm-hmm, she's like, you're not paleo, which I love that, you know, whether you're debating paleo or not, if you're claiming that you're paleo, if the cow's not paleo, that is not a paleo diet. So I thought that was great. My concern with paleo predominantly is, yes, of course, the quality of your food is important, but the environment can't sustain it. It just can't sustain it. You don't need to eat this much meat. You don't need it. You don't need it. And conversely, for me, I find that when I go completely vegan, I physically unravel. I unravel. I'm exhausted. I get anemic super quick. We've had this conversation before. And so for me, I will usually have, let me think what I'm going to eat tonight. To be honest, I don't even know. I have meat maybe once a day.
Oh, you do?
Maybe. Like yesterday, what did I have for breakfast? Starch for breakfast yesterday. I had a bagel, organic, mind you, but it had cream cheese on it, which was also organic. Then I had, then I went for sushi with my son. So I did have a little bit of fish. I had some wild salmon sashimi.
Oh, so good.
So good. But I only eat it wild, right? Otherwise, it's not great for you. I had a baked crab hand roll. God, and then like shishito peppers, like mostly seaweed salad, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have a snack, which is really unlike me. I don't know why. Then we went to the movies. And then that night I had a meatless and a pasta salad, but it had cheese on it. That's it.
So to me,
I
though,
eat meat, like, once a day.
If you were to say that to me, I would go, you didn't really have meat. You had some fish.
Yeah, that's meat.
Yeah, I guess.
That's meat. And I do eat meat. I eat meat like once a day. I have like a burger once a week, and I get it like super clean, right? I get it from Greensbury. I love those guys. I invested in the company.
Oh, I took a picture for you.
Of what?
I went to a cowboy. I went to a cowboy wedding.
Uh-oh.
My dear friend Christine got married in Calgary, Alberta.
Okay, Alberta, yeah.
Alberta.
Love that place.
And we went to a cowboy wedding, and it was outside. And
Andy's
we went
at the Stampede right now.
Is she?
Yeah. Goes
yes.
every year.
Yes, that's... Okay, now hang on. I'll
the Canucks.
I was going to send this to you. It is a picture of...
Yeah.
Hang on. There it is.
Dead air, Jake. Is there a spot I can organically work in right now?
Isn't that beautiful?
Grasp.
Like happy cow. Look at
happy cows with a rainbow.
Isn't that nice?
Cute.
Yeah, I was going to say that's... And I said to myself, I said, you know what? That would be the picture for Jillian. Happy cows eating grass... Free, and they're free.
Yeah.
They're free to wander around all the land. Anyway.
I mean, that's kind of the argument is, like, I was reading this, and I, even though we've talked about it before, I was like, oh my God, like, people really aren't calling BS on this enough. They're just not. They're not being like, the science behind this is a lie. It's bull. Well, seriously, baloney. You know, I mean, it's just complete crap. About what people were eating back then, and it just pisses me off. And this one guy who is a biological anthropologist says humans might be more appropriately described as starchivores. Nowadays, of course, because we're too sedentary, too much starch is bad for you, right? But when you were constantly on your feet, but the point is just that paleo and ketosis, like we've had Dr. Van Hurley on the show who's like, ketosis is a state of medical emergency.
What's ketosis?
Ketosis is when you deprive your body of all carbohydrates, all starchy carbs, and your blood sugar goes so low that you go into a state of ketosis.
Oh, Lord.
Which is what Atkins was based on.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so it's about balance and food quality, and the environment cannot sustain it. It's like, we don't need this much meat. You don't need it. High quality meat, environmentally sustainable meat. And you spend the money on that, and you save the money elsewhere. You don't need 5 steaks a week. Have 1 good quality steak.
Well, now that you've educated Jake and I, because we both did not know that paleothentatic, what's it called again?
Paleolithic
came. But you're right. When you had to have a spear and you were chasing a wild emu, I don't think meat was plentiful.
No, Mama.
That makes more sense.
Listen to this one. Research published in the journal Nature on June 27, 2012, reports that almost the entire diet of our very early human ancestors was leaves, fruit, wood, and bark. Hello?
Man.
Similar to modern-day chimpanzees. I mean, it goes on and on, dude. Another one in Science 2009 issue... people living in what is now Mozambique along the eastern coast of Africa followed a diet based on cereal grass. I mean, science even shows that the Neanderthals ate a variety of plant foods. Starch grains have been found on the teeth of their skeletons everywhere from the eastern Mediterranean to chilly northwestern Europe. And it appears they may, they even cooked and otherwise prepared plant foods to make them more digestible 44,000 years ago. This is my point. You got to question this crap. It's a lie and it's not sustainable. It's just not environmentally sustainable. So
I think maybe the paleo people should maybe sit down to a nice plate of bark and oat grass and see what's like.
It's not that. I just don't like when you
build
a diet on a lie. It pisses me off.
Boy.
Yeah.
Well, you debunked that, sister.
Me and the scientists.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, Nicole actually is going to contribute something.
All right.
Nicole's going to...
I found a list of some of the most outrageous sex laws in different states.
Of course you
so
did.
So I wanted to share some. Well, because there's one from back home, which is like, you can't ride unchaperoned with a sheep in a truck. Like, some of the old laws.
Excuse me?
Nicole's from
Montana. So I had to look up the current one, and the current one is still all sexual activity between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown is forbidden if they're nude. So it means you can still have sex in your front lawn as long as you're wearing some article of clothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it just...
So like a hat?
Yeah, totally, because then you're not nude if you've got a hat on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I believe you can
go to
church.
Where is that?
That's it, back in Montana.
Okay, back
Montana. This is going to move.
And there was another one where I believe it was Maryland. You're only allowed to sell condoms if you're at an establishment that also sells alcohol. So at least they know the correlation.
Okay,
there.
So maybe it's an of age thing. Do you have to be of age to buy condoms? Like, could a 12-year-old buy a condom?
I don't know.
Yeah, they gave them out in high school, whether or not you were 18 or not.
So, I never thought. I can't imagine a child going in, but I suppose.
I know.
That'd be terrible if you didn't.
Absolutely. Okay.
There was another fun one in Oklahoma. You can't masturbate while watching two people have sex in a car, but any place else is fine.
Why? Are you sure this is real?
I got it off of one country.
Is there someone to call and verify this law?
What place was that? What state
Oklahoma.
Was that?
That was in Oklahoma.
Do you want to call the police? But then you know we're gonna get in trouble.
Not the police.
You know,
let's call a 7-Eleven.
Well, in Pennsylvania, it's illegal to have sex with a truck driver inside a toll booth.
Ah, Heidi's from Pennsylvania.
Ooh, call Heidi.
What? And what's the thing in Pennsylvania?
Oh, it's illegal to have sex with a truck driver if you're inside a toll booth.
Let's call Heidi.
But who knows the laws? What about like the state district attorney or something?
Do you have the number for the district attorney?
We could call the police department. We don't have to call 911.
No, we could call. You know, we could call the community, the city hall. Somebody for city hall. There's always city hall in every city.
In Oklahoma?
Well, we'd have to find a town in Oklahoma.
Okay, yeah, Nicole, do that. Jake, find me a town in Oklahoma and call someone while Nicole's going through her laws. Go on.
Okay.
What was the Oklahoma law? You can't have sex in a toll booth?
Who do you want me to
that was Pennsylvania.
Oklahoma.
You're
full of it.
In Washington, it's against the law to have sex with a virgin under any circumstances, including the wedding night.
What?
Exactly. So,
I don't believe
in Washington. I live above Washington. They're quite progressive there. They sell pot everywhere.
Well, you're in Canada.
I know, but I'm just saying I go to Washington quite a bit. Okay.
You smoke pot now?
No, I can't. I don't smoke the pot.
Yeah.
No, I just eat chips.
In Wisconsin, no man shall shoot off a gun while his female partner is having a sexual orgasm.
Come on.
How do
these aren't real.
I'm telling you, the law in Montana of having to have a chaperone while you drive with a sheep is real.
No.
It is too.
No. Someone get someone on the phone.
Who can we call, Jake? I want
to
prove this.
Okay, let's call your mother and find out about
my mother. Oh my gosh, she would turn so red.
Call her.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a number?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the Oklahoma one again? Was it sheep?
She's not true.
I can't remember Oklahoma.
Yeah, what's the Oklahoma?
I'm going to go back.
Let's put Nicole on the phone.
Oh yeah, let's let Nicole do it.
I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Is a Democrat or a Republican?
I don't know.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Mary Fallon. Okay. To voice your opinion on state issues or legislative matters, please press 1.
Wait, press 1.
And you will be routed to the governor's comment line.
It's too short. The internet's not going fast enough.
What's the answer?
I'm trying to figure.
This is Governor Mary Fallon. I'd like to personally thank you for taking time to contact my office with your comments. I'm always interested in hearing your thoughts and concerns. I appreciate your willingness to voice your
opinion. Please pull that up.
I'm trying,
Nicole. Oh my God! You've known we were calling her for like 5 minutes.
I know.
Here comes the beep. The beep's coming.
To leave a message for Governor Mary Fallon, please listen to the following options. For general comments, please press option 1 or 2. For state policy comments, press 3. Please leave a voice message for anti-smoking option 3.
What?
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Ms. Fallon. My name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Jillian Michaels' office.
Yeah.
We ran across a law that we wanted to run by you to see...
We're pretty sure this is not true.
But it's a law that's supposed to be one of the most ridiculous sex laws in Oklahoma, and it's no masturbating while watching two people having sex in a car. So we just wanted to get the validity of that one.
And if so, what is the reasoning behind that?
Oh,
would you please be able to give us a call back?
Give her Janice's number. What's Janice's number?
I don't have Janice's number.
Oh, how about an email?
My email is jillianpodcast@gmail.com. jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
I thought it was cost.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know what? Here's the problem, though. You know how many of these messages we left? Have you noticed no one ever calls?
Oh, that one lady came back about a podcast award that we weren't eligible for.
Why were we not eligible? You never told me
that!
No!
No one ever said anything!
Everyone was right here when it happened.
Bullshit!
Give me 1 second. I think it was the Macaroni Awards. Hang on.
What? Oh, my God!
Marconi.
You told us that she called
back. She emailed back.
And said what?
Give me a second. I read it to you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What happened to that one that was...
Macaroni. It's Marconi.
Excuse me.
What happened to that lady that was texting you? Did she ever
call? I have not gotten any word back.
Okay.
Not a word back.
Hello, Nicole. The NAB Marconi Radio Awards do not currently have a category for podcasts. However, are you familiar with this? And it was www.podcastawards.com. I read all that to
no,
you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You piece of crap. Go on.
It was Malik. That's all it was.
Remember Malik? We called Malik.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And then she sent me that email.
Okay, but then, and then...
And then nothing happened.
What was the state that had the thing about the goats? Let's call them.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm trying to do a segment about shake viscosity.
Who?
And you animals are discussing Pokemon.
No, I'm not discussing Pokemon. Jake's doing a
Pokemon
survey.
Like what children
of
play
people,
with.
Oh, that's Pokemon. I don't understand that. I don't remember what Pokemon is.
It's for babies. Literally babies.
Well, throw a diaper at me and call me a baby because I'm playing Pokemon.
What is happening?
All these 20-year-olds are playing a game called I swear to God. Because they've grown up. And now Pokemon is like, let's get them again. And they're all taking the bait. I've never seen anything like it.
No, but I don't even think it's just the young 20-somethings.
It's a bunch of kids, too.
My friend is in her 40s, and she's writing, hey, how come I can't download the Pokemon?
No.
Yes.
No.
What is it? I don't understand.
It's a blast. You get to go out in public, and I swear, in my neighborhood last night, 50-plus kids walking around, like right off Ventura over there in Tarzana, California. These kids are walking around with their phones out, having a great time, dressed up. Some young ones are with their parents. The older ones are by themselves or on their bikes, walking their dogs. Everyone's getting active. You have to walk, like, to hatch your eggs and stuff, like 10 kilometers.
Like, I like it if you have to walk.
You have to. You have to walk. You can't sit at home and do it.
Hatch your eggs.
You get Pokemon eggs, and if you want to incubate them, some are 2 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and 10 kilometers. And then you have to walk around to catch Pokemon, though. You can't just do it from right here. Like, I've caught zero in here today. When I went to the bathroom, I caught one because I walked, and it came out.
You hatched an egg on the way to the bathroom.
No, I caught a Pidgey.
Okay, oh, you know what? You know what?
Wait, I actually was about to say that this is literally, like, the degeneration of society. But now, with this walking thing, I'm starting to change my position. So what is it?
You
download an app about a fake...
And it
character
uses
called
Maps.
A Pokemon. It uses Google Maps, okay.
And everyone gets their character, and you want to go around and you want to catch the Pokemon.
You catch a Pokemon.
And you want to level them up by catching other Pokemon.
On your map.
On your map.
Okay. So I walk around, I go, ooh, there's a Pokemon around the corner.
Catch him.
And I walk to him, and that's how I get him.
You tap on it, and then it opens up your real-life camera. So
okay,
it integrates
now I have a
the
camera.
Pokemon into
there
real
I am.
Life. It looks like it's with you. Like, check this out.
Oh, my
it
God.
Looks like you're with the Pokemon, which makes it pretty cool. So then you catch your Pokemon, and you want to level them up.
Did someone hide the Pokemons around?
No, I think they're just random. And then
it must be like an algorithm where Google Maps, like.
Janice, it's all virtual, so no one has to physically place anything anywhere.
Oh. And so there's all these gyms around, and at the gym, you want to take over the gym. It's not like a workout gym. It's a Pokemon gym.
Pokemon gym.
Where there's three teams, yellow, blue, and red, and you want to battle for your team. You want to take over the gym. It's like a big King of the Hill kind of thing, and you run around, and all the teams are taking over different gyms and stuff.
Okay.
And you don't get anything out of it, but satisfaction and entertainment, and it's fun and social.
Is there an ending to it? Like, do you hatch all your eggs, and then you win a
No, I think what they're going to do is, like, here, you can see the Pokemon in public. I think what they're going to do... is
God.
A sort of like a Fitbit type thing maybe, or they're gonna release some hardware to sell, I'm sure. And already on the game you can buy like Poke coins that help you get ahead faster.
Cheating Pokemon.
It's a freemium thing. It's definitely freemium where it's like free to play and it's awesome. And then you're like, well wait, I'm stuck. I need to get some more stuff. And then
they hit you
with a dough.
That's a new word for me too. Freemium.
Oh no, freemium is where it's at, man. It's a constant. So here's what they do. The freemium model is because nobody will pay for content, right? So now you're like, you have to have a, quote, freemium model. It's so, I hate it. And this is how everyone does business. So you have to turn around and go, okay, I can't just sell my app. I've got to give you the app.
Oh, my God, she's playing.
She's playing
oh,
Pokemon.
My God, she's playing right now. Look at her looking.
Go get her. Someone go get her. Someone go get that girl.
Go get that girl.
Wait, you might look creepy. Take a girl with you.
You're on your own! Oh my God, she's playing Poke, she's hatching an
Bullshit,
egg.
I don't believe it. No way.
Come on in, Mama.
No. Are you kidding me?
Hi.
Are you? What is your name?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
So great to meet you. I'm Jillian, yeah. That's Jake and Janice. And that's Nicole.
Yeah.
Get
right
up to
okay. I hope you don't mind. Are you legitimately playing this game, Pokemon?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Because there's a Pokestop right here at the corner. So.
Oh, that's why all these people are walking by and Jake keeps taking pictures of them playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's a Pokestop right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, right here at the car wash.
Wait, can we ask how old you are?
I'm 24.
There you go.
I'm 24,
24
too.
Years old. Right, this one's 5 or something. So you... seriously are walking around catching a fake creature on your phone?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm running low on Pokeballs, so I needed to get more.
The f*** is a Pokeball?
It's what you catch the Pokemon with, and if you don't have any, you can't catch any.
So you have to walk to get a Pokeball to catch a Pokemon?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At the Pokestop.
Also, you also have to walk a lot when you want to hatch a Pokemon egg, so... For example, mines, I have to walk 5 miles to hatch, and I'm only at 2 miles. So
I'm actually okay with that. So you will walk 5 miles to hatch, and this is unbelievable. For years, I've been trying to sell heart health to people, and all I had to sell was an imaginary f***ing Pokemon. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And how did you get introduced to this?
My boyfriend actually is a real, like, a huge fan of it. So he's like, oh, you have to download it. It's really fun. And that's all we did this weekend was just catch Pokemon.
That's all I've done, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you drunk when you catch Pokemon?
No. Absolutely.
Well, I wasn't. I just had him drive me to to Pokestops so I can get more Pokeballs.
But you were driving to Pokestops.
Yeah, but it also, like, when you want to hatch, when you want to hatch, like, the egg, it knows when you're in a car, so it won't count it as. So you have to
you can't drive.
Yeah.
It catches you.
Yeah. It knows when you're, like, trying.
Because it knows you're not a cheetah or anything. Yeah. It's like, there's no way homegirl here can friggin' walk 60 miles an hour. Okay. I'm intrigued. And did you play Pokemon as a kid? Like,
oh, yeah, I did. My little brother and me, we used to collect cards.
See, they hit you guys twice. Yeah. That's what they did.
But
they banged
genius.
Your generation two times.
Good for them.
I can't believe it. Wow. All right, and you love it because
it's got a huge nostalgia factor.
Yeah,
right. Okay,
and the social factor to it too. It's like to see these kids walking
by. You go to a bar and have a social factor. Not that I'm advocating drinking over walking. I just want to understand.
Yeah, but this is so innocent too. There's a lot of
innocence. Because I can see the innocence in your 25. You just confessed to dating a porn star a short while ago. And then you play Pokemon in your spare time?
She plays Pokemon, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's very cool, but it's really... like you're.
Should we get Manus on Pokemon, guys?
Oh, yeah. I bet there's some good ones in Canada. There's got to be some good ones up there.
And then you win, or this just goes on forever?
It seems like it's just going to go on forever. Because you could always catch different ones.
You always, get right, like, up on the mic here.
And you always want to make sure that, like, they have a good, strong points.
What?
You want to level them up.
Yeah, you want to level them up, and they also have, when you catch them, they either have good strong points or low strong points, so you want to, like, keep finding the strongest one.
And then what do you do with that creature?
You end
take
up,
a picture with
no.
it.
No.
Yeah.
You end up, like, battling, like, training to, like, overcome gyms. So they're called gyms.
Okay.
And you could be, like, the main gym leader, and yeah.
Why am I not in this game? I am the main gym leader.
You should be a boss. Yeah. You are the main gym leader. Let's write a letter. Let's call him.
Let's call somebody. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Pokemon, gotta catch them. It's you and me. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
G. Oh, no.
Who's this?
It's Jill.
Hello.
Giancarlo.
What's up, Mama?
Okay, listen.
Yes, Mama.
We need you to contact the Pokemon Go people, and we need you to do a branding license something and make me a gym owner, a gym boss. What am I?
You have to own a gym.
You got
to
get Jillian a gym.
I'm a gym. Get me a gym.
What the f*** are you talking about? Did you just say Pokemon?
Gee, it's Jake.
What's up, buddy?
So Pokemon Go is the biggest thing right now. It's the most downloaded app.
That, Pokemon Go, I know about that, yes.
Right. So in the game, there are gyms. Not to work out, but a gym is where you battle your Pokemon. And so
correct.
Different places have these gyms. You got to get Jillian a gym.
Got it.
I need to be...
And this is what you guys are doing at the podcast today?
Can I just, first of all... You know what? Why you gotta shit all over it? You're shitting all over it.
There's a Pokestop right here.
This is a thing, okay? And I have just discovered that you, who wants us to be more current, right? More with it. Every 5 seconds, there's a 10-year-old, which is code for 20-something, walking past the window playing Pokemon Go. And I didn't believe it.
Right, a 10-year-old.
No, they're really in their 20s, though. 10 is code for 20. So they're walking by on their I'm serious on their phone, and
it
we
sounds
went.
Sounds like I better get you on Sesame Street first, so your 10-year-old will know.
No. See, here's what they've done. These kids played Pokemon when they were younger. Now they've got them all playing Pokemon, and you have to walk around. So anyway, we pulled somebody off the street because I didn't believe it.
Maryland.
It was a 20.
Oh, you're taking it off the street. Only one person walking in 200-degree weather in Burbank.
No, they're all, this is what we're trying to tell you. They're all doing it because they're all walking after this Pokemon. And I think that we should get in on this. What do I need? Jillian's gym? Or Jillian, how do I integrate?
Yeah, you gotta have a gym.
We need a gym.
All right.
I'm serious.
It's funny. I actually happen to know the company that develops that stuff.
Okay. So, okay. Is that Fred? Are you talking about Fred?
No. It's not Fred. Nope. Okay. It's a company called Nitantic. So.
Aha! Go get me a gym. Quick. A gym.
What should I get, Janice?
I like it when you wheeze, G. It makes me very happy when you wheeze before you laugh.
Because Janice is the consummate wheezer. No, you can't know.
Janice
can't know
it's real.
Yeah.
It's true. And you don't need to give me anything because I don't know what the
hell. Nobody wants Janice's gym. I am the gym boss.
Well, no. I was... No one wants Janice's gym. Joe, why don't we give her a pool? Like a pool.
Oh. Yeah, she likes to swim. Do they have swimming pools?
So they also have Poke Stops where you go and you collect items and stuff. We'll give Janice like a fountain or something.
And oh, yeah. But you have to walk. You have to walk and walk. This is interesting.
Yeah, you have to work out.
You have to walk and walk to unlock a ball.
Yours should be like a legendary
gym. And hatch an egg. We need a legendary gym.
You need to get like a gym on the top of like a hiking trail or something that you really have to exercise to get to.
Gee.
Got it.
Okay. To be continued.
What else have you guys accomplished over there today?
Oh, we called
the governor of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Because
sex laws.
Something about having watching
you can't masturbate while watching people have sex in a vehicle.
Car, yeah.
And there's something about a goat and a mule.
No, that was Montana, and it was a sheep.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
You have to have a...
See, look, there's another one!
Play Pokemon! Go get him!
Yeah, you want to
go get him?
All right.
Go get him.
Hold on, watch.
All right, I'll report back in the next episode where we're at.
Thank you, G.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
And don't forget, send us your questions at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.